Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Bob in Puyallup is. Bob, are you there?
I'm here.
Bob, I understand this is your first time playing Beat Migs.
0-0.
My son won a
belt in the weenie toss, though.
Oh, a pin in the grass?
Yeah, when we were throwing wieners at each other.
Yes.
Bob, that was a very good time.
Does he still have the belt?
He still has the belt.
Nice. All right, Steve, Bob's ready to go, so you get out of here now.
Bye-bye.
And Bob, by chance, did you listen to the cheat sheet yesterday during the men's room?
Taryn, it's Beat Migs.
Aha.
I don't know what that means.
I will interpret that the way I would like to interpret that.
Did you say go Cougs?
No.
I did say go Cougs.
All right, Bob, here we go. How many days are in February this year?
28.
Yes. What band is often abbreviated to CCR?
Clarence Clearwater Revival.
Yes. Which country hosted the 2026 Winter Olympics?
Milan, Italy.
Yes. How long is a standard professional soccer match?
20, 40, 60 minutes?
No.
Oh. Pass.
Tanks were first used in battle during which war?
World War I.
Yes. In Greek mythology, Hades is the god of what?
Oh, pass.
What is the more common term for the tympanic membrane?
That's so eardrum.
Yes. Which state is home to Grand Teton National Park?
Utah?
No.
Albuquerque?
No.
New Mexico?
No. What decade were Skittles first sold in the U.S.?
60s?
No.
70s, 80s?
70s, yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct, Bob. And guess what? That was enough for our caller this morning to beat Migs, so you could beat him too.
Do it.
Here he is, rocking his Super Bowl champion sweatshirt.
Just in case if you forgot.
Go Hawks.
Showed up in the mail yesterday.
All right, Steve, are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go. How many days are in February this year?
28?
Yes. What band is often abbreviated to CCR?
Oh, that's my daughter's favorite band, apparently, now with the rain song. Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Yes. Which country just hosted the 2026 Winter Olympics?
That would be Italy.
It would be. How long is a standard professional soccer match?
90.
Yes.
Minutes.
Tanks were first used in battle during which war?
World War II.
No.
World War I.
Yes. In Greek mythology, Hades is the god of what?
Hair.
No.
Hades is the god of love.
No.
Hate.
No. What is the more common term for the tympanic membrane?
The eardrum?
Yes. Which state is home to Grand Teton National Park?
Which state? Wyoming.
Yes. What decade were Skittles first sold in the U.S.?
Which decade? The 40s.
No.
The 60s.
No.
The 70s.
Yes. What are catfish missing that many other fish have?
Fins?
No.
Teeth?
No.
Gills?
No.
Eyes.
Steve, you got 8 correct, and that is a win, 8-6. Not bad for your first time, Bob.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. In Greek mythology, Hades is the god of the underworld.
Oh, like
and
Poseidon.
Yes. Catfish do not have scales.
Oh, okay.
It's like a hairless fish, kind of, but a scaleless fish.
That's a strange comparison because I don't know many hairy fish.
I don't know any hairy fish, now that I think about it.
That sounds like an Urban Dictionary thing.
The Daily Mix Show.
Is that hairy fish?
Oh, God. 206-803-ROCK is our number, and we'd love for you to call now so that we can ask you a simple question. And this simple question is one that any person can answer. So call in right now, 206-803-ROCK, and we'll ask a simple question after Nirvana. Jack Hughes has become a household name. He is the one that scored the game-winning goal in overtime.
The picture of him with the American flag draped around him with his missing tooth. I see people are already making t-shirts of it. I'm like, that is so great.
So amazing to bring the gold medal back home to the USA. A lot of people commenting on those missing teeth, though. I know both of our kids were very excited about it.
Yeah, I think he's my daughter's favorite hockey player because he, too, has missing teeth.
Yes, and this is Jack talking about losing his tooth during that gold medal game.
Actually, my first thought was I looked down the ice and saw my teeth. I was like, here we go again. So I know the last time that happened, it wasn't very fun, but...
Here we go again. I think he knocked it out himself with a high stick.
Oh, my gosh. And yeah. He was interviewed about losing his tooth a little while back and had this to say.
You look like a killer with that missing tooth. Are you going to keep that look, man? You're a badass out there tonight.
No, I think... I'm not the most thrilled guy that I lost my jib, but, you know.
I also love hockey terms. My jib.
My jib.
You know, spitting chiclets, my jib.
Every hockey player loses them, so it was kind of, you know, I played like 240 games without losing them. So, yeah, hopefully this summer I'll get a new one in.
And he did, and then he knocks that tooth out.
Craziness. And it leads to our simple question. And our simple question is this. How did you lose your tooth? Lexi in Auburn, how did you lose your tooth?
I actually lost it from not flossing enough.
Really?
And now I have dental implants. So that's cool.
Like, are all of your teeth dental implants or just a couple?
Yes, ma'am. All of my teeth are dental implants.
Wow.
Wait, so they do that all in like one fell swoop where they just like take all of your teeth out and then replace it with like, are they like screw-ins or something like that?
Yeah, they screw into my jaw. It was a pretty gnarly surgery, actually.
How was recovering from that?
It was not as bad as the tooth pain I was having from my, like, messed up teeth, but it was not pretty, I'll tell you that. My face was, like, really swollen. I was, like, crazy.
How long did it take to just get, I mean, I imagine eating was different, talking was different, because you have a whole new set of teeth in your mouth.
Oh, yeah. Eating, like, once the bone healed, way better. I could eat, like, whatever I wanted, crunchy stuff, chips. Like, it just opened up, like, a whole new world of, like, things that I could eat.
Chunky peanut butter?
Yes, whatever I wanted. When before, it was, like, really limited, so.
You were just having soup.
Yeah, soup, soft gummies, anything soft, cutting things into really small pieces, stuff like that.
Oh my gosh!
So is the upkeep now like you're good to go for as long as you take care of them? Like you don't have to get them replaced.
Yeah. As long as I take really good care of them and like get yearly cleanings and stuff like that, they should last me like hopefully for the rest of my life. But maybe when I'm like older, like in like my 70s, 60s, I'll have to get like upkeep surgery if they start to like wear down, but for the most part they should be good. I mean, they were expensive. I hope they last the rest of my life.
I want to know how much they cost.
Oh, I don't know if I want to say on air, but yeah, it was really expensive. Like,
was it five figures?
Yeah. Yeah, five figures.
You could have gotten Super Bowl tickets for that and just had no teeth.
Okay. Floss your teeth, kids.
Yeah,
I'm
206.
I'm getting a floss right now out of the other room.
803-ROCK. It's our simple question for Alyssa in Seattle. Alyssa, how did you lose your tooth?
Oh, hi.
Hi, Alyssa.
Hey, yeah. I was eating some, almond roca ice cream. And I was chomping away on the almonds, and it broke one of my teeth in half.
Ooh.
Alyssa, that's great. That's how I lost my tooth, was not from almond roca, but a coworker brought in baklava, and I'm like, oh, I'll try some of this. And it must have been like a walnut or something, and I bit down, and it cracked my tooth. And I remember she's like, how's my baklava? I'm like, I don't know. It broke my tooth.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Which tooth was it, Alyssa?
It was the front one.
Oh.
Not the front one, but I like it's one of the trompers just before the back meat eaters.
Oh.
Did you get it replaced?
Yeah, I actually had to have it pulled.
That's crazy.
Fun times.
What about you, Dare T-Dog?
Well, so,
you ever lose a tooth?
I actually have not. I don't have like a crazy losing my tooth story, but I had like a really crowded mouth. So I had so many teeth pulled growing up. I mean, probably like 9 of my regular teeth. And then I had all 4 of my wisdom teeth taken as well. So I was always in the dentist chair, growing up. And damn, I did not like it.
What about you, Danny?
Not me, but my mother decided that she would always, every time we went to the grocery store, they used to have those like candy dispenser things where they would have the caramels. And she would always grab one and be like, I'm just going to have one. I don't need to pay for that. Well, of course.
So your mom's a thief.
She is. She would have one almost every single time. So she did it one time, and her tooth comes out in the caramel as she's walking around the store.
Serves her right. Karma. Yeah. Caramel karma. Or caramel karma.
Nick and Redmond, our simple question. How did you lose your tooth?
Morning. So I'm a commercial diver, and I was doing a dive job. I was probably about 90 feet, and I felt something pop in my mouth. Came up out of the water, and it was my tooth blowing up in my mouth. So I decided to pull it out with a pair of pliers to get back to the water.
What? You did it yourself?
Yeah, I did it myself.
Oh, my God. That almost made me throw up a little bit.
That is pretty gangster right there.
So did you get the tooth replaced?
I had to get back to work.
Yeah.
And did they put in a new tooth?
No, I had them just pull it out the rest of the way. The root was in my mouth still, but
I bet your coworkers were all just like, "That's the moment that we realize that Nick is just out of his mind."
The Daily Migs Show.
We have Stanwood's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade to look forward to on Saturday, March 14th, and we hope that you will join us for all of the festivities.
Party so hard, we're going to lose some teeth.
Probably some green beers.
Yes.
Probably at Sale Brewing Company.
Oh, I can't wait.
That is basically the location of where the shortest St. Patrick's Day parade will be held. It's just one city block and a tiny city little block.
So do the parade, then go back into Sale and get that banh mi.
Oh, my gosh. And they have one that's... They have a vegetarian banh mi and a meat banh mi.
They got everything for everyone.
Are you going to try the meat one this year?
I think I might get a half and half.
Oh,
yeah.
I bet they'll do that for you.
Bite each one. What am I doing? come to the parade and hang out with us. It's a blast. We had a great time last year, and the city of Stanwood just stepped up big. It was a good time.
It's going to be so much fun, and we hope you can bring the whole family. Tell your friends. Join us on Saturday, March 14th. Details at KISW.com.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
There is another fabulous chat happening over on Reddit where one user asked, what is a movie cliche that absolutely never happens in real life? And the replies, they're so fantastic.
Yes.
So that means we have to go straight to the comments.
We've had a few of these replies. We figured who better to read it than arguably one of the biggest movie stars of all time.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
That's a very good choice. Kind of in that realm of shortness.
Of shortness?
Isn't Leonardo short?
Tom Cruise.
Yes.
Ha!
I'm pretty sure Leonardo DiCaprio is also short. I don't know.
Is he?
You know, I don't know. I guess we could find out. No idea. I'm just picturing him being like 5'4".
Teeny tiny?
Yeah. He looks like a little guy. Any luck?
I'm checking.
Nothing?
No, he's 6 foot.
Oh, well, I take it back. My apologies to Leonardo DiCaprio.
I mean, he's short compared to you, tall
guy. I'm still looking down at him. Okay. We've got Robot Tom Cruise reading some of these movie cliches that really aren't true. Are you ready for the first one?
Yes.
Let's see if we agree or not.
Getting shot in the shoulder or anywhere and acting like it is no big deal.
Yeah, when I was shot in the shoulder, it didn't...
Took you down.
It really hurt. Yeah, shot. Have you ever been... No, you've never
been
shot.
Have I been shot?
I don't know. In Stanwood, maybe the neighbor was doing some target practice and missed.
I've never been shot.
Never been shot, no. Never been shot at.
No.
No, nothing.
There's still time, I'm sure.
I've been shot by my brother with a BB gun.
Oh, no.
That sucked.
Ow. Did you have to, like, dig it out, or did it get stuck somewhere? Or
no, it didn't have to be... I didn't have to dig it out, but it stunk.
Ugh.
Yeah, Mom wasn't too happy with what he was doing. Nor was I, really. Like, yeah.
The whole running to the airport to stop someone from leaving.
Well, that changed after 9/11.
It did. There was a time that was legit.
Yeah, now if you run, you got to run through TSA. You have to have a ticket.
Oh, yeah.
It's not as romantic.
Not at all.
Someone guessing someone else's password in like one or two tries.
Steve's is just password.
No. Dong lover 69. It used to be. It's not that anymore. It never was that.
Shocked. No one has said quicksand yet. I really thought it was going to be more of a problem growing up than it actually turned out to be.
Yeah, the 80s really messed with us.
There was a lot of quicksand in those movies.
There's like a massive amount of quicksand propaganda.
Yeah.
Like
and
TV
I've never
shows.
Encountered it.
No, but it was like TV shows, movies. At some point, somebody got stuck in quicksand and they just slowly started going in it.
And it's still something I'm afraid of.
But have you ever seen quicksand in real life?
No.
We need like
I don't even know. Is it real? Is it even real?
No, it is real. What are you guys talking about?
It ain't real.
What do you think? They just made up quicksand?
Pretty much, yeah.
Look, I might have been wrong about Leonardo DiCaprio's height, but I believe that quicksand exists.
I don't know. We'll have to find out.
It has to. I don't think it's as bad as we think it is, and it's surely not as prevalent, but quicksand is an actual thing.
Well, okay. It says it's real in terms of, like, by definition, but you're not going to die from it.
Mm. Well, I never thought I would die. I just thought I'd be stuck in there until someone threw me a rope.
Nerdy girl stops wearing her glasses.
Oh.
And suddenly she's both hot and also no longer blind.
Yeah, she doesn't even need contacts.
Glow up.
Yeah, she's just,
up.
I'm just sexy now. I always love those 80s shows, like the movies where it's like the friend who eventually becomes like the hot one.
Oh, yeah.
But when you're watching, you're like, no, she's hot. She just has glasses on.
Yeah.
And sometimes girls put the glasses on and it makes them hotter, so it can go both ways.
Well, I have clicked on those thumbnails.
That's when she's all that. Oh, jeez.
Lainey.
Yeah, she's all that. She was hot the entire time.
Yeah. Glasses are hot. Yeah.
Having a normal speaking tone conversation in bar with a DJ or band playing.
Oh, yeah.
There's no chance.
Never once are they like, huh? Type it on your phone. I'll read it.
Driving while looking at the person in the front seat and not looking forward for at least 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
That's my wife.
Oh, my gosh.
It freaks me out every time. She'll just get, like, heated about a conversation. Not heated, but, like, she'll get passionate about some kind of conversation. And I realize she's just been staring at me. I'm like, you don't need to look at me. I'm paying attention. Pay attention to what's...
Just put a lot of trust in the other drivers.
I mean, and knock on whatever this is in this room. Like, never had an accident. But I don't understand it.
Oh,
like,
my
I'm just
gosh.
Like, you realize you are still driving us somewhere. Yeah. This is why I like driving.
Off the road.
Yes.
Immediately getting in the shower after turning the water on. I don't know a single person in real life who doesn't wait at least 10 seconds for the water to heat up first.
Yep.
Sticking a hand in a few times to keep checking until it's finally hot enough.
Oh, yeah.
That's the process.
I mean, every time I turn my shower on, I go do a couple of things and come back and hope it's heated up by then.
What do you do?
Yeah, fold a couple things in the laundry room.
Are you naked while you're doing this?
You know it.
Okay.
Phone conversations with no back and forth and no goodbye before hanging up.
This was literally mine that I was going to say had I had the opportunity. It drives me crazy how unrealistic phone calls are.
What, you want them to say, hey,
like,
have a good day?
The greeting is not there, and then the goodbye is not there. And none of my phone calls go like that. I don't just hang up when I'm done saying what I'm going
to
say.
No, 90% of the time, like, I'll talk to my mom for 20 minutes, and 12 of those 20 minutes are just me trying to say goodbye to her and her remembering something else she wants to say as we're saying goodbye.
Well, just do it like they do in the movies and just hang up on her.
Dude, I would... Sometimes I have to.
Oh, no.
I'm like, okay, cool. All right, Mom, love you, bye. And then I hang up as I hear her still talking about something that she saw in the news.
Mm-hmm.
D. Ted Smith used to always give me a hard time because if he would try and call me, like back in, like if we were like out like drinking or whatever, or if I was messed up, he knew that I just don't wait to say goodbye. I just hang up the phone. Like, if you catch me, like I'm pretty wasted, I'm on the phone. The moment I'm done with the conversation is the moment I hang up. I don't even care if I'm in the middle of talking.
That's kind of weird because he does that regardless if he's on the phone or not. A lot of times he'll just walk away from me.
We're done here.
All right, we got one more. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The hot chick falling for the chunky funny guy. I've been chunky and funny my whole life, and a hot girl has never banged me. Ugh. Ugh.
Personality is everything.
The Daily Mix Show.
Ugh.
Ugh. This year we are celebrating our 55th birthday on the Rock of Seattle. Yes, KISW is 55. And there's even a t-shirt to celebrate this major birthday occasion.
It's a great looking shirt.
It's the KISW 55th anniversary shirt.
Ugh.
Available in the Rock Shop at KISW.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We know that your morning is probably just getting started, and there's a lot of information when it comes to the wild world we live in, and pop culture is a busy place. So we're going to tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
Robert Carradine has died at the age of 71 in what his family is saying was a suicide. He had been battling bipolar for about 20 years.
This one really bummed me out this morning. I was such a fan of Revenge of the Nerds.
Oh, yeah. He was fantastic in that. And
I know he's been in other movies as well, like Lizzie McGuire.
Yes, he played the dad, apparently, on Lizzie McGuire. I know Danny was a big fan of that show. And also part of the very legendary acting family, including his father, John, and his brothers, Keith and David.
David Carradine was the one, was it Kung Fu, or what was the movie?
Oh, God.
I know, I'm sorry. All I remember, though, were you a Revenge of the Nerds fan?
Oh, yes.
Do you remember the Revenge of the Nerds talent show song?
Oh, you have to refresh my memory. Oh, my God.
It is so 80s. Like, this was to prove that they were kind of cool, even though they're nerds. It's totally Devo. Do you remember this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I used to know the rap.
Clap your hands, everybody. And everybody clap your hands. We lambda, 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 and omega moons. And we've come here on stage tonight.
What I've learned is that Steve Miggs will impress us every single day with a new memory from his past.
Dude, I had this on VHS.
Oh.
And this scene definitely had the most wear and tear. Me Lamar.
We got Tekashi beating on his guard.
Nerds.
The boys and the moons are
coming. Yes, over.
You seen it all? Along comes a lambda 4 foot tall. So won't you come on out here on the floor so we can work out.
We're paying tribute to Robert Carradine. I don't know. It's probably not a very touching tribute, but man, I want to watch Revenge of the Nerds again.
It's a great movie.
It was so great in that movie as well. All right, so the Olympics are done, and now, of course, there's these viral videos that are going all over, and I feel like this one, I put this up there with like the ones when your favorite football team loses and somebody like takes a sledgehammer to their TV. Oh. I think there was once a time where these were legitimate and they were funny, but I feel like now we're just like fishing for likes and shares and social media traction, and somebody buys like a junker TV or just buys a TV because they're so cheap these days, knowing full well they're going to destroy it so they could get some like clout on social media. The latest example, Team USA beats Team Canada, and some Canadian fan of Team Canada decides to take a chainsaw to his television. I'm like, is it worth it? Is it worth it? It just, I mean, have you ever been that mad?
No.
At a sporting event? I mean, I've been mad enough to like throw my remote control down and like stomp upstairs and go,
Oh, yeah.
I never wanted to destroy my television
set.
Never
have I ever.
Yeah.
That's a little aggressive. There's a woman in the LA area who's very upset because a Coco's food delivery robot went totally rogue and ended up messing up her garden. The woman's name is Jillian, and she's talking about what went down at her property.
Cocos have been relentless. I heard a commotion. I came out here. I found the Coco in my garden. It had got my fence caught up in its wheel. It like uprooted a whole bunch of plants in my garden and then just drove away with the fence attached to it. I chased after it and I looked like a total crazy person, like running after a robot in the middle of the street, like yelling after it.
Yeah, well, you gonna fight the robot?
Yeah. I would punt that thing. I'd be mad. You know how much money I spend on my garden and how much time I spend on my garden? I'd be furious.
Dude, it's so funny. It's kind of related, but unrelated. Like, I've always joked about getting a Roomba.
Oh.
Like, the robots that just vacuum around the house. And my wife sent me a video on Instagram. Just like, here's the reason why we will never get a Roomba. Because we have dogs. And sometimes our dogs, you know, leave an accident in the house.
And then it's everywhere. It's like an art piece.
It's insane. I was like, oh yeah, we're never getting a Roomba.
No.
Yeah.
I was like trying to block it, like get in its way, and it was trying to go around me. These private companies can come in and like dump their technology in our communities, and there's no sense of accountability.
Well, I get you're mad, but like you also the one that decided to order from Coco's with their robots.
You could go pick up your own food.
Yeah, lazy ass.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to take down Steve Miggs this morning? This man has 58 wins, 23 losses, and 14 ties this year. And our number is 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Miggs at 850.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.